Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, RLA listeners. Ian here. It's been 2 weeks since Real Legitimate Apparitions wrapped, and I'm super proud of what we were able to put together, and I want to thank again our incredible cast, with an extra shout out to the phenomenal Chris Kavner, who I recorded with for over 70 hours in 4 weeks. Thanks for that, Chris. And thank you to our magical Patreon donors and the folks at the Sonar Network. Speaking of the Sonar Network, we've decided to drop the full episode of a new audio drama, which is part of the Sonar Network right now, into this feed today. The show is called Quantum, spelt K-W-A-N-T-U-M, a take on the name of a key character in the show. I heard about Quantum way back in 2019, before RLA had even launched, and I found the concept really intriguing and the script really thought out. And I knew that the actors were all going to be top-notch and that the sound design was going to be really, really fun. And they let me sound design their show. Before we start episode 1 of Quantum, let me set the scene. It's sometime in the future. Inventrepreneur Fenton Kwan revolutionizes nuclear energy by combining it with cutting-edge AI in one adorable package. The Kuju. Society becomes reliant. Global energy infrastructure is decommissioned since everyone has a Kuju that supplies all the energy anyone could need. When, suddenly, Fenton Kwan disappears, taking critical secrets about the Kujus with him. You're about to hear the first full episode of Quantum, but if you'd like to hear the other 5, search Quantum, K-W-A-N-T-U-M, on any podcast app, or scroll through the other Sonar Network shows to find it. Enjoy the show.
What does your freedom look like? Imagine a world of infinite clean energy that goes where you go.
It sounded like science fiction, but Fenton Kwan, eccentric wonderkin to the fusion engineering world and CEO of Quantum Mechanics, had actually pulled it off. He invented a personal portable power source using the brilliance of cordless radiant energy. But how do you convince the public to walk around with balls of fusion powerful enough to level a bungalow? Listen to this early recording of Kwan explaining his revolutionary marketing strategy.
Cutesy robot kids and dogs? I call it the Kuju.
Your Kuju is more than a power source. It's your snuggly best friend. Here at Quantum Mechanics, the future is kawaii.
What you're hearing is an early ad for the Kuju. It's worth noting that Fenton Kwan is not Japanese in any way, nor are the lyrics of the song. Kwan just told his marketing to, quote, make it more Japanese.
Because people like Japanese things stupid. That's why. It's fuzzy, it's got big eyes, and it's got the latest AI. It's adorable. Hell, if I put a schoolgirl skirt on it, those Japanese investors might even try to... What's that? He's been listening for how long? Hello, Mr. Yamamoto. What a joker I am. Hello? Konnichiwa.
After making several conciliatory donations of Japanese orphanages that Kwan was, quote, totally going to build anyway, the Kuju took off. Kujus were helpful, charming, and just made life better. By the time of the Gen 3 launch, the public was cuckoo for Kuju Puffs. Listen to the reception outside of the Kuju store.
My Kuju's name is Bobby. He sings me songs about fire trucks and whistles and keeps my nightlight on.
First, it was smartphones. And now it's Kujus. Kids don't even play outside anymore. Parenting has never been easier.
I bought a Kuju to power my home, but it's become a real member of the family. It even argues with my Nona, an Italian.
My Kuju's name is Riri. It manages my Soch and my court-mandated anger management app. Ugh, it's the worst.
As Kujus became the primary power source, power plants and energy infrastructure dwindled, and only the most essential of services ran on big energy. And soon... even that was a distant memory. A full generation had grown up with Kujus, and the world in which every human had a Kuju by their side had become the norm. And then, Fenton Kwan did the unthinkable. He disappeared. Not just him, his factory, the only factory that built replacement Kuju parts, also disappeared, leaving the authorities scrambling, the public confused, and the opportunistic thrilled.
Fenton Kwan is a genius. Get the world hooked on your supply. Yank it away, prices go up. He'll be back, you'll see.
Are we supposed to be okay with living back in the Stone Age when the last Kuju breaks down? What do you expect us to do? Bring back coal?
We're your hookup. Authentic Quantum Mechanics parts are close enough to him. But if you ain't got the cash, your Kuju's trash.
Now, the Illuminati made Fenton Kwan a figurehead for the lizard race. Now, he's hiding something. Something big. And if you look at this photo, there's no clear absence of reptilian genitalia. Hillary Clinton. I mean, I've met her once. She was very nice and smelled pleasant.
The president attempted to quell growing concerns.
My administration won't leave good tax-paying citizens high and dry. I already talked to China. They're sending the highest quality replacement parts. Some folks say they're better than Fenton Kwan's.
Tentative solutions were made, and we managed to maintain our Kujus well enough to keep society running smoothly. And yet... Fenton Kwan's whereabouts and the fate of Quantum Mechanics remain a mystery. Without the enigmatic creator of our most critical power source to guide us forward, who knows what lies ahead? All right, that's enough exposition. A little bit dramatic at the end, but I'm not wrong.
You're listening to Quantum, an audio miniseries from Andres Wong and Highly Scientific Productions. Episode 1, Disruptor.
Kuju Puffs. Listen to the reception outside of the Kuju store.
Yep, that's how they get you.
This is Ying, already too serious for her early 20s. Currently, she's gazing into the open panel of a Gen 5 milk pig Kuju on her workbench. A middle-aged woman looks on nervously.
What's the issue?
Ying points to a glowing red star underneath the Kuju's curly tail. It's a robot butthole. There's no way around it.
It's the red starburst of death.
Your ejector's shot. Anything newer than a Gen 3 Kuju needs their ejector replaced about every 6 months. Because when it comes to exhaust, what do we say, Luna?
Ying's Kuju, Luna, perks up at attention.
If a Kuju can't toot, you must reboot. Or else it enters a catatonic state and becomes useless, but that is not a charming rhyme.
Always so cheerful.
Luna beams. She's a classic Gen 2 puppy cat who's been upgraded and modded, but not in like a trashy way.
Sorry, ma'am. Looks like you'll have to find a new ejector.
Another ejector? Prices have doubled lately. Isn't there anything else you can do?
I can put them out with our recycling so you don't have to schlep them home.
How dare you? Mr. Jazz Pants has been powering my home and breastfeeding my children since before you were born!
Wait, you installed these mech boobs to feed your kids? I thought it was just a weird kink.
That sounds like the beginning of a lifelong complex.
You and Luna can save your judgy comments. Mecha breasts are the most humane way of feeding babies. End of story, period. Come on, Mr. Jazz Pants.
Ooh, 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 it's feeding time, magic.
That took a turn.
Yeah, some people get way too attached to those things.
Mech boobs?
No.
Her vitals registered stress. Perhaps it has less to do with metal bosoms and more to do with the dwindling Kuju replacement supply that threatens our existence?
Hey, we're doing all right. I keep you guys in good shape, and your ejectors always get a little extra mileage.
Not everyone is a tinkerer like you. Fun fact, 8,000 people a year choke on the part they're trying to replace on their Kujus. A quarter of them don't survive.
Why do they put the parts in their mouths?
Who knows? Three quarters of them only need minor esophageal surgery.
Anyone else coming in today?
I have received no messages.
Typical. May as well close up then.
In the apartment above the workshop, Ying and Luna make their way to a darkened bedroom. Luna turns down her lights respectfully. An elderly woman lies on a small bed in the corner of the room. This is Ying's granny. Bedridden for the last 2 years, her condition has steadily declined. Tubes moving blood, oxygen, and medication run between her and the compact life support systems by her bed.
Granny, are you awake? Cheese, what did she say?
Cheeseburger, Granny's faithful fat cat Kuju, wakes up and stretches like, well, like a cat.
Good afternoon, Ying. I'm doing well, thank you for asking.
Oh, look who got the passive aggression patch installed.
Shush, I'm trying to listen. She says she's having trouble sleeping. The respiratory aid keeps shutting down intermittently. She also says she can smell the cigarettes on you from here.
That's just Luna's oils.
Fun fact, Kujus do not have glands, and you are a liar.
Cheeseburger diagnostics.
Oh no, I hate it when you...
Cheeseburger involuntarily throws his head back with his mouth wide open. A diagnostic projection shoots out, and Ying takes a close look.
The readings say your system's been going through brownouts. Are you sure you're feeling fine?
I feel as fit as always.
You still sound like Granny, so at least your stubbornness is still intact.
Of course. I am perfectly equipped to care for your Granny as long as...
Ass. Ying peers under Cheeseburger's tail as he continues to glitch.
Hold on. His ejector light was disabled. No wonder I didn't catch the ejector wearing down.
As I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on... Oh. Hello, Ying. How nice of you to visit.
Cheeseburger, what the hell? Why is your butt indicator off?
I disconnected it. Granny said the flashing light kept her up at night.
That's the most Granny thing I've ever heard. Looks like we'll need a new ejector after all. Luna, what's the average price of Gen 1 ejectors on the market?
More than you have left on your credit line. Please don't pawn me.
Only if you're good. Come on, let's get that part. I know a guy.
Hello?
A short walk later, Ying and Luna arrive at the gate of a well-organized junkyard. Ying takes one last drag on her cigarette and flicks it away. Don't tell Granny.
Here we are.
I just hit if a million subscribers. Whoa, Ying-a-ling! Make room for my Kuju horde, huh?
Flanked by several miserable Kujus is Marcos, Kuju hypermodder and part hogger, bottle service enthusiast, and pain in Ying's ass. He is the sort of guy who snorts creatine and over-applies chapstick. Did I mention he's been live streaming this whole time?
Yo, just say sup to my fans on Quantube. I'm never alone.
Jeez, Marcos, how many Kujus do you have?
14 here. Got a few more at A La Casa. That's Spanish for working from home, you know? Don't tell me you still got that single Gen 2 model.
I'm surprised none of my brothers and sisters have hung themselves while serving you.
Well, a few of them tried, but turns out they don't need oxygen to live. Those quitter models are used exclusively to charge my vape.
It takes more than one?
This isn't just any vape. Okay, this is the Michelangelo's David model. 7 feet tall, and a Kuju pukes from exhaustion every time I take a massive hit. I mean, I've got video of it uploaded if you want to see.
This human's need for vaping and attention is worrisome.
Well, it's like the old saying goes, if nobody sees you dragon blasting from your vape, did it even happen? Isn't that right, co-heads?
Co-heads.
Like Marcos.
Duh.
Marcos turns his camera on Ying.
Everyone say hi to Ying, my very serious and long-term girlfriend. Hey.
Ying grabs the camera and does what we all want to do.
I know that was supposed to make me mad, but I am rock hard. Hey, if you're looking for an ejector, they're all out. I bought the last 5 when my mini infinity goldfish pool needed another strobe light. Ying? She'll be back. Genie, Rocco, Dan Dan, Skip, Chester, Dino, Gimpy, One-Eyed Eddie, Flamingo, Pablo Escobar, Hoot Hoot, Randy, Kurtwood Smith. You guys like me, right? Cool. Okay. Now let's go home and you can watch me blow cotton clouds on the Jacuzzi.
Gross. As Marcos herds his Kuju horde back toward his nasty bachelor pad, Ying and Luna step up to the counter of Vlad and Son's totally legal Kuju parts. A warm, burly woman steps forward through the haphazard piles of scrap as 2 equally burly men hammer away at some sheet metal behind her.
Ying! How is my most skilled and beautiful customer?
Flattery won't get me married to one of your boys, Vlad.
Not even for finest ejector? Please, the fat one can cook and has all his fingers. Skinny one, not so strong, but has all his teeth.
Wow, all his teeth.
Well, all the important ones.
How about I tune up your personal Kuju in exchange for that ejector?
No problem, marriage is optional. But I give you special ejector replacement from Ukraine.
I thought you were Russian.
Can't you tell from my perfect regional dialect? I'm Romanian, but nobody here can tell the difference. You want special part or not? As is. Best price, no refund. It's fine!
Ying gives a nod to Luna, who hops up on the counter and sniffs at the replacement part.
Oh, hello, Luna creature. No need for suspicions of Vlad, number one part in all of world. Get off counter.
Counterfeit. The inside is filled with paper clips and nougat.
This is how you treat me after all these years of brand loyalty, Vlad.
What? No, it's no problem, it's prank. My idiot sons, you know, they buy wrong parts sometimes. I sell this funny joke. We laugh. Shut up, Yuri!
This part was for my granny's Kuju. It runs her life support system. And you were gonna sell me cheap chocolate and office supplies as a prank?
Look, I level with you. I like you. Most people so desperate for ejector, they no check for nougat. I only do this because 2 days ago, hippies, they come in, white people dreadlocks blazing and take last box of authentic ejectors. Yuri, he do nothing to stop.
Kunara!
Shut up, Yuri! They wear masks. Think I don't know them? I know that stink anywhere. Patchouli and vegan cheese. You want ejector? You talk to Esther at the local off-off grid. Like the commercials. Ready to reconnect. Look for yurt with most wind chimes, and you will find Esther.
If you try to sell any more fake parts, I'll tell the whole neighborhood what Yuri does with his Kuju behind the tool shed.
Try to fuck out of this.
Shut up, Yuri! But hey, no problem. I sold last nougat-filled part to asshole dipshit fuckface Marcos.
I just received a message from Cheeseburger. Another brownout. We should get back to Granny.
The young people have arrived, sir.
Back in Granny's room, Ying works on a twitching cheeseburger as Luna plays a Quantube video of an ancient off-off grid ad. Know thy enemy or whatever.
I find their performative spiritualism rather unsettling. Perhaps I should stay here and look after Granny with Cheeseburger while you go into the forest to find the off-off grid.
No, Luna, you're coming with me. I'll need directions, and I can't face a bunch of hippies alone. Cheese will be able to hold down the fort just fine. Okay. Got it. How are you feeling, Cheeseburger?
I'm well. What did you do?
I bypassed your ejector. It's a temporary solution, but at least you won't have any more brownouts, so Granny can, you know, breathe while we're away.
Yes, that is preferable.
Ying places a hand on Granny's shoulder.
Hang in there, Granny. I'll be back sooner than later with that part and get everything back to normal.
I'd sacrifice anything I have in the world for her.
Three long bus rides later, Ying and Luna stand at the edge of the forest outside of the city.
This hiking trail should take us in the correct direction, though I must say it appears severely under-maintained.
Your tax dollars at work.
Okay, off to nature we go. We'll sneak into this off-off-grid compound, find this hippie-hick Esther, steal the ejectors back, and be home in time for Survivor Detroit. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Tell me a fun fact about nature, Luna.
Can do. Fun fact, the ticks in this area are vectors for a virulent strain of mind-numbing Lyme disease.
Goody.
But if the thing that is behind you kills us, Lyme disease will become a much smaller concern. Run!
You're listening to Quantum, an audio miniseries from Andres Wong and Highly Scientific Productions. Episode 1, Disruptor. Quantum is created by Andres Wong. Episode 1, Disruptor. Written by Andres Wong, with Becca Friesen, Kira Hall, Mitchell Rathgeb, and Samuel Smith. Directed by Andres Wong. With performances by Leo Choi, Basil Dowd, Becca Friesen, Ian Gildart, Kira Hall, Jonathan Ho, Tony Kim, Sarah Kulaski, Scott Law, Chris Siddiqui, Samantha Wan, Andres Wong, and Denise Ewan. Audio by Ryan Couldry, Ian Gildart, and Mitchell Rathgeb. Quantum theme by Mitchell Rathgeb. Produced by Kira Hall and Andres Wong for Highly Scientific Productions. This podcast was produced with the generous support of Actor Toronto. Hey, thanks to you all for listening. I don't know if you knew, but there are a lot of podcasts out there, and it means a lot that you tuned in to our humble mini-series. If you liked it, please share the heck out of it and tell your friends to tune in. See you soon for episode 2, Organic Content.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.